You don't know exactly what you're listening to, and neither do we. But that's what makes the Deep Night Ticket from the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound so fun. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
The Deep Night Ticket continues here from the compound. I think I've got one more segment in.
What? That's it?
Yeah, then I got to get to bed. We got to get up early. You guys can sleep till noon.
You know what? I'll get up with you tomorrow if you need me to.
You're getting up when we're getting up?
Heck yeah.
I doubt that very seriously.
I'm not scared.
I mean, we can sleep a little later because we're right here. We just...
Well, and the time change.
And the time change, right? But I'd like to get at least 4 or 5 hours if possible.
It's only 2 nights a year. That's all we ask. Let's go to 5:30.
Well, tomorrow's the night we're going all night, right?
Yes.
So I got to save up for that.
Okay. Oh, you did?
Yeah, we are in the Mountain Time Zone, so it's 11:19 Dallas-Fort Worth, 10:19, or I guess I'm not supposed to say that.
Well, you just did.
Oh.
So it's too late for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a few more calls. Chet, where are we headed?
Going to Corgi, actually.
What?
Corgi.
Corgi.
Corgi?
What? No. It's not Corvi, and it's not Corgi. It's Corky.
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 C-O-R-K-Y.
Hi,
the look on your face, and you looked at me, and you go, Corgi?
Because I thought... I thought he said Corby, actually, and then I thought, does he want Corby to go to the callers?
No, he wants Corby.
He only answers to Corby.
He wants Corby to go to Corky.
Okay, what's up,
right, Corky?
What's up, boys? How are y'all?
Hey.
Good.
Man, I got to tell you guys a few things. Number one, went through a divorce 6 years ago, and there were nights that I would drive around Dallas listening to the Hardline. Until I found a place where I could have dinner and a few beers and go home and just relax. I just got to tell you, I appreciate you guys for that. But there's a couple other things I want to tell you, too. So I feel like I'm connected to most of you in some way, shape, or form. So, Donovan, I'm from
yes.
Duncanville.
All right.
Graduated. One of my best friends that works for the Mavericks lives like a block from you.
Okay.
Good dude, great guy, Corby.
Yeah,
I gave the eulogy at our friend Ross Redden's funeral.
Oh my God! Wow.
And I heard that you were there. Stacy told me that you were there, but I didn't know that you were there. But I rocked it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gordon. Yeah, I don't know if he's there or not.
No, he's not.
That guy's out like a liar, right?
Yeah.
He's so, on a headset. He was walking away. But
all right, what's your connection? This is Corky.
So Gordon, a couple of years ago after fight night, in the middle of my divorce, I went to what's the place down there in Deep Ellum, just on the other side? The
Denny's? Harry's?
The good hamburger place right there.
Eight Airs?
Angry Dog.
Angry Dog, yeah. I bought Gordon's dinner that night, and he looked at me like I had one eye. He was like, what the hell are you doing?
Way to go, Gordon. Let
well,
a P1
one
buy
eye.
You some. Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
yeah. And then
wait,
Fred,
I walked all the way back here for this?
Yeah.
I bought you dinner. He bought you dinner.
I owe him a burger.
Corky's a good P1.
He is a good
P1. I bought him dinner, and listen, the other guys, George and Craig... Craig, first of all, I wrote you in letters from listeners about Jerry wanting he wanted the sun out of his eyes at the Cowboy Club, but he can't close the blinds at Texas Stadium.
Right.
Yep.
Right. But
what did you write to Junior though?
He just said it.
Oh.
All right. Go to bed.
I'm doing sports talk right now.
Corgi, thank you.
Hey, anyway.
Good boy.
So Craig and George,
go on.
The last guys from the ticket that I saw and talked to were getting off an airplane in L.A. going to the Super Bowl, and Craig and George got off the plane. They were all bleary-eyed and tired, and I said, Craig, you heard that baby screaming on that plane the whole way, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, now that you have your own, it's not such a big deal, is it?
Way to go, Craig.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't you slap him with your white glove?
No, I didn't slap him.
No.
Yeah, I remember that.
But Craig,
you're right about that.
Y'all not in my class.
But I said, Craig, I said, where's Gordon? He's like in the back of the plane somewhere. Who knows where Gordon is, right?
Yeah, he was asleep in the bathtub.
What?
The bathtub.
Anyway, guys, I just want to tell you.
Thank you, Corky.
Love you, Corky.
It's Corky.
Take care. All right. EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
Bork?
Bork?
Mork.
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 Mork. Mork.
Mark.
What did he say? What did he say?
Mark.
Mork?
Mork.
Mark.
And Mindy.
I'm at Mork.
Hello?
Hello?
What is your given name, sir?
Mark Allen Glenn.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to catch the blind mower that's jumped in my polders now. I can't catch the sucker.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, there he is. Crap. I ain't going to catch him.
Hey, do you guys think these swim trunks are too short?
Yeah, they are.
No, they're swim trunks. They're fine.
They're sexy. Fine.
You're good.
Like, I would.
Because these are considered like mediums now.
No, you're good.
Yeah, everything's getting shorter.
Which is fine. Are you going hot tubbing?
I want it.
Did you get it to work?
Hot tubbing?
I don't think we can turn it on. That was certainly my intent when I brought them.
Sorry, Mort. My bad.
Go ahead, Mort.
They're not two.
I just walked the whole acre and come up to the back porch. So I was getting ready to go in the house. And finally, I got turned on. Then I found blind moles jumping in my outdoor pool. I can't catch the sucker, though.
All right, then, Mort. Okay, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Bjork.
Sure enough.
Yours probably look about like this, right? You're a stylish guy. You on 25 suits.
Don't worry about
it. Yeah, those are fine.
It's just us.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
if you
we don't care.
The coyotes.
Show you junk around us. We don't care.
Yeah, I thought this was a nudist colony. Oh, man. I'm not ready for that.
What?
I haven't given up yet.
When's the last time you just kind of
walked around
the house?
Naked?
I went to a nude beach one time in Hawaii.
I do that all the time, and nobody's home.
Okay.
They have those in Hawaii?
Yeah. Feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's... Sure. It's a lot of people
topless or nude?
No, nude. Who shouldn't be nude, but there was one rail thin guy, long blonde hair, that seriously could pick peanuts up with that thing. So much so that there was a line to take pictures with him.
Really?
What? I swear to God. And
so
he
lives there.
And I swear to God, for like 3 minutes, I stood in the line. That thing is huge. I've never seen anything
put
like
it around
it.
Your neck.
Like, seriously. Like, you could push him
like
forward and he'll just go, all right. It catches me. That was the largest I've ever seen in person.
So that's their bit, probably. They have a guy that they pay to be there. Okay.
But if we were with the Grits traveling, so it was probably about 12, 13 of us that went. But if
Gifted,
it was just
respectable, intelligent, talented sisters.
Thank you. If it was just me and my wife, I would have been ass out on that beach. Just wouldn't care.
Really?
But I didn't want the whole group, you know, kind of fawning over me when I twirling my drawers on my finger as I'm standing on the beach, you know. But no, that was wild. I'd definitely go back. If it's just me and her, I would definitely fit in. But there was one older lady with her man.
Yeah.
She was just had a handful of old sack, and she's just like laying there playing with it. Like, who wants to see that?
God.
Like, if you want to be nude on the beach, that's fine, but don't tickle his balls.
Yeah, right. It's true.
It's never been hit by
a UV ray
creature.
That's not a terrible band name.
But what if you put
sunburned penis?
What if you put sunglasses on it though? Would you sunscreen your junk?
Yeah,
I mean, if I'm
in the sun,
you need to. Oh, would you bury it in the sand?
What?
Just kind of lay face down.
Well, that's to spray my cheeks.
Okay, well, you can spray your ass. That's fine. But your ass has seen the light of day, right?
Not a lot.
Have you ever been outside nude?
Very rarely.
Rarely, yeah.
Very rare.
Not during the day.
You guys are prudes.
Maybe like changing clothes.
Where are you running around?
The lot?
McDonald's?
My cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Like, go to get your paper. Walking the dogs.
Going to get the mail.
Yeah.
Hand on the hips. Hello, neighbor.
Fine day. Fine day.
I've been naked in my backyard for a brief moment or two. Like when why did that just play? Like when changing clothes, getting out of the pool. And it is great. Just to be able to stand there, like your yard.
I truly, truly enjoy going number one in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. I've done that. Now, yeah, that's a weird thing with a daughter. Because I did it the other day, and she's sort of aware that I can go standing up, mm-hmm. although I tend to go sitting down when she's around. But I, you know, we're in the backyard, we're playing, and had to go. And she just stood there. Like I was creating fire. Like, what? And she looked at my wife. Like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
How?
Magic. Like, yep.
What kind of... Are you freaking out over the fish, Dave?
It's a river monster.
There was one that looked like a penis.
I saw
See?
This guy.
Yeah.
Everywhere he looks.
It's unbelievable. Now it's marine life.
It's dumb.
All right, EA, let's wrap up this segment with one more call. Do we have Chet on the line or...
We have AJ, actually.
Agent?
AJ.
Why was agent?
What is wrong with you?
Hi, Agent. You're on the ticket.
Hey. Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. You know, I've been sitting here listening to the show after trying to get through for so long, just wishing so hard that I could after listening to all these callers, just realizing maybe we never considered whether we should because most of us are not good at this. But I'm here and I'm committed, so I'm just going to go with it. Davey?
Yes, sir.
Davey, can you hear me, Davey?
I'm here.
Remember when you were on the orphanage?
Yeah, did I kill Danny? I don't ruin his moment, man. That
you want, it. You guys want me to start over or what?
Yeah, no, you're good.
Well, we appreciate it.
Nice move,
AJ, Craig. Way to
nice
go.
Nice move, Craig.
Man, this can't be your last segment. We can't end on that.
I have an hour in me. Why don't we just make it tonight, big man?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
You're off to a good start. You only got 6 more hours.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, since you put it like that.
We'll watch Heat.
On the air?
Heat.
They just put it on Netflix. My favorite movie.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, Heat.
I cannot believe we agree on that.
Heat Theater 1310.
Like, there's a lot of character development and things in that movie.
I've never seen Heat.
Can fight through that.
I hadn't either.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a complete... what was your word for the guy that faced off with Dummy Bryant yesterday?
Yeah. It wasn't good.
Also, it's Heat. It's not like it's Gone with the Wind.
Dude.
It's long.
Heat.
It is very
There's a
long.
Lot going on there,
When did
man.
It come out?
95, I want to say.
Who's in it?
Is that William Hurt?
Val Kilmer.
Pacino.
Yeah.
De Niro. Val Kilmer. Trejo.
Okay.
Sizemore. I don't know why I'm like reading a lineup at a
never
baseball
saw
game.
What's the little girl's... Not little girl, but...
Natalie
Portman.
Yeah.
She plays the daughter of...
Well, anything is better than this mess that's on TV right now.
I can't believe you've never seen Heat. Heat is so good. It's Michael Mann directed it, and...
Well, you like Wes Anderson movies,
No.
I'm not taking your advice on anything.
They're doing a sequel/prequel.
Prequel.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't like...
To Heat.
I don't like books.
What's it called? Cool?
But I've started reading Heat 2.
That was not good. Maybe we don't go to 5:30.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Cool.
Thank you.
All right, they'll announce coming up next whether or not they're going to 5:30.
You just said you got an hour in you.
Next.
Now you're talking about.